MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
She served over 20 years in prison for a nonviolent drug offense of which she was convicted in the mid-90s. But now Alice Johnson of Alabama is a free woman, freed from a federal prison yesterday after President Trump commuted her life sentence. She said this morning,
I would tell President Trump, thank you so much that I am going to be that one that is going to make you so proud. And I hope that my life will encourage him to do this for others, too.
Also celebrating Johnson's release, reality TV star Kim Kardashian West, who had been working to get Johnson freed and urged President Trump to commute her sentence during a recent visit to the White House. A federal judge rules against the Trump administration's efforts to withhold law enforcement grants from sanctuary cities. In this case, it was Philadelphia that had argued it was a violation of the law. And yesterday, a federal judge ruled that withholding those grants would cause irreparable damage to local law enforcement. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The United Nations and Myanmar have signed an agreement that's to begin repatriating Rohingya Muslims who fled that country during a government crackdown. We get the latest on this continuing story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Memorandum of Understanding calls for the voluntary, safe, dignified, and sustainable return of some of the Rohingya now living across the border in Bangladeshi refugee camps. The two most crucial conditions for success of the pact are citizenship rights for the Rohingya, who have never been regarded as Myanmar citizens, and an end to the violence. A crackdown by Myanmar police and military authorities was described by the UN and the US as an example of ethnic cleansing. It prompted an increase of refugee crossings into Bangladesh, where the Rohingya live in squalid conditions. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Sports betting's begun in Delaware following a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that clears the way for it, and now sports betting at New Jersey casinos and racetracks could get final legislative approval today. It's still unknown if the governor, Phil Murphy, will sign the bill right away. Monmouth Park Racetrack says it's ready to take bets as early as tomorrow. That legislation would allow anyone 21 and older to place bets on all professional and college sports unless the college event happens in New Jersey or involves New Jersey schools. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, 100in Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call 100in Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.100inhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on 100inChamberRadio.com.
Welcome to a special edition of Legends of Success with John Resnick. A legendary storyteller, novelist, and screenwriter, Sidney Sheldon remains one of the world's top best-selling authors and is the only writer to have won an Oscar, a Tony, and an Edgar. Sidney Sheldon passed away in 2007, shortly before what would have been his 90th birthday. We had the honor to spend some precious time with Sidney Sheldon shortly after he finished his 18th and final novel. The following is a best of legends with the legendary thriller writer, Sidney Sheldon. It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success, the program that brings you firsthand the stories and interviews with America's most respected entrepreneurs, acclaimed individuals, and entertainment icons. I'm John Resnick, and as always, I thank you for sharing part of your day with us. You know, when we debuted Legends of Success on January 12, 2002, I made a commitment to introducing you to the best of the best in America. And today's guest personifies the meaning of the word legend. Folks, it doesn't get any better than this. With 17 consecutive number one best-selling books on the New York Times list, the creator of several TV series very successful, including I Dream of Jeannie, The Patty Duke Show, and Heart to Heart, and the recipient of other prestigious awards, including the Tony, the Academy Award, and the Screenwriters Guild Award of America, I am honored to welcome a friend and a true legend of success, Sidney Sheldon. Sidney, welcome to Legends of Success.
Thank you, John.
It's so nice to have you here. How's things in Los Angeles, my friend?
Wonderful. And I just got word that my new book, Are You Afraid of the Dark, is going on the New York Times bestseller list in a week.
I was just...
That makes 18 out of 18.
18 out of 18. You know, Sidney, sometimes do you pinch yourself?
Not sometimes. All the time.
Well, that's congratulations, because my next question to you was, what about the 18th? What about your book? And folks, it's called, and yes, I am going to plug it because the man deserves it. And remember, nobody pays to come on this show. This is real programming. But the book is called Are You Afraid of the Dark? From Sidney Sheldon himself. This is his 18th book. Congratulations, Sidney.
Thank you. It's very exciting.
Well, it's got to be exciting. I'll tell you what. And let me ask you, Sidney, before we trace a little bit of your history and where all this began, tell me what it's like these days, the typical day in the life of Sidney Sheldon.
Every day is pretty much the same. I go to my office and work 7 days a week.
And that's your enjoyment, that's your exercise, that's your love outside your wife, I imagine.
Yeah, that's what I do. It's who I am. My then business manager wanted to give me a present for my birthday. And he said, I'm going to give you tennis lessons. And a tennis pro came out here, and we had lessons once a week, and it was fun. I was really enjoying it. And one day he said to me, our time is up. Do you still want to go on with the lessons? And I started to say yes, and I thought, wait a minute. I don't want to be out here on the tennis court. I want to be in my office working. And I said, no, this is it. And I haven't been on the tennis court since then, and that's 20 years ago.
Unbelievable. Well, you ought to lease up that tennis court, Sidney.
I should.
I don't think you need the cash, but that's amazing. So this has been your true love. And I think if we went back to the very beginning, back in Chicago where you were born, did you always have a love for writing growing up? And what was it like, Sidney, growing up in Chicago? Were your parents wealthy? Were they successful? What was it like?
It was pretty awful. I grew up during the terrible depression. And we had nothing. And we kept moving because we couldn't pay the rent. And my father was a salesman who made money when he worked and didn't make any money when he didn't. My mother got a job as a cashier and as a sales lady. And now we were struggling. that part of it wasn't much fun.
No, I can understand. And my research tells me that both of your parents never really graduated from the high school, did they, Sidney?
I think they quit school in about sixth grade.
Yes,
and my father's proudest boast was that he had never read a book in his life. He was a kind of street fighter salesman.
Yeah, so your mother must have had must have encouraged you, because if you didn't get it from your dad, did your mom encourage you to read or write, Sidney?
She certainly did. She not only encouraged me, but, you know, I was born in Chicago on a kitchen table, and my mother insisted that I had made the table myself. When she talked about me, she needed a thesaurus to talk.
Oh, jeez.
It was wonderful. And one day, a friend of hers told her, a psychic friend, that I was going to be famous. And my mother rushed in to tell me, and she was just glowing. And she said, "This friend said you're going to be famous all over the world." And my mother was just great. She was always encouraging me.
Mm. Well, obviously, you know, and so it's so common, isn't it, Sidney, that when you look at people who've hit the peaks of success in their industries or professions, if you really trace back, don't you find at least one of those parents was always encouraging that child to do well and had a lot of belief in them?
Or neither encouraged, and this was a force that made someone try to overcome that and prove himself or herself.
Very well put.
It worked both ways.
Yeah, it really does. So it's the contrast to overcome what they didn't get, as you're saying.
Right.
Mm. Amazing. Well, as time went on, obviously you started writing as a young kid. Tell me about your first paid project when you were age 10.
My first paid project was under another name. I wrote a poem when I was 10 years old. And I asked my father to send it to a children's magazine I read called We Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And he took the poem, and he didn't want to be embarrassed when they turned it down. So he took my name off it and put my uncle's name on it.
Huh.
And about a week or two later, he had lunch with my uncle, who said, "Why would We Wisdom magazine send me a check for $5?
Oh, geez.
So I sold my first professional writing under my uncle's name.
Unbelievable. So you should have kept that pen name. That's great. So your father thought he didn't want you to handle the rejection. He put it under your uncle's name, and your uncle won the $5. What a surprise that must have been.
And it made him nervous that I was writing, and it made him very nervous that I was writing poetry.
Sure. So you weren't the rough and tumble kind of guy your dad was then.
Right.
Okay. Well, as time went on, I know I was told you dropped out of college, but around age 20, you took a major leap that, you know, Sidney, thousands of young people these days move to California to seek fortune or fame or whatever, but isn't it true that around age 20, you took that leap? Am I correct?
Yes, that's right. What happened was I went to New York to be a songwriter, because one of my songs in Chicago was played by the band leader and liked it. I thought, I could be Irving Berlin.
Oh, boy.
So I went to New York and worked as an usher at the RKO Jefferson Theater there. And nothing happened with my songs. And finally, what it did was to give me a feeling of wanting something. And what I wanted was all the glamour that I saw on the screen, because as an usher, I got to see all these movies. And I lived in one room at the YMCA. And, you know, I had nothing. And I wanted that wonderful life I was seeing on the screen.
Mm.
And when a friend, I went back to Chicago, and a friend of mine was going to California, and I said, "I'll drive you." So that's why I went to California.
And that's how you ended up at age 20 years old. Now, did you know anyone when you got out there, Sidney, when you first moved?
Nobody.
So you had a pretty tough time, I can imagine, surviving.
I did, and I had a limited time, because my brother said, "If you don't get a job in 3 weeks, I want you to come home."
Hmm.
And I couldn't get a job.
Wow.
I went to all the studios, and I said, "My name is Sidney Sheldon. I want to be a writer. Who do I see?" And they all said the same thing.
Nobody. unbelievable. If we take a break real quick, ladies and gentlemen, Sidney Sheldon, the legendary novelist and screenwriter, is our exclusive guest today on Legends of Success. All 17 of his novels have hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list. I'm John Resnick. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more of Sidney Sheldon on Legends of Success.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. He has sold more than 300 million books in 51 languages, making Sidney Sheldon the most translated author in the world and listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as that statistic. Sidney, do you get a lot of fan mail from people around the world from other countries?
Oh, yes, I do. And some of it is very touching. I'll tell you, I get some mail that is so important to me. I'll give you a couple of examples.
Right.
One woman wrote to me, and she said, "I want to thank you. My daughter just died, and her last request was that I take all of your books from the house and put them around her bed."
Wow.
In the house. And, you know, that's hard to take.
That's good.
And another woman wrote to me and said, "I had a massive heart attack. I'm 21 years old, and I just wanted my life to be over with. I wouldn't let anyone come into the hospital room. I wouldn't see my folks or my boyfriend. I just wanted to get it over with." And someone dropped a copy of The Other Side of Midnight on my bed, and I started to browse through it. And pretty soon I went back to the beginning and really read it. And by the time I finished, I was so caught up in the characters and in their lives and problems that I was ready to face life again. I get letters like that.
That's amazing. And that book you had, that great novel, the classic, The Other Side of Midnight, I believe broke all-time records at the time on the New York Times bestseller list, did it not?
It did.
Yeah, I think it was at the top for like 52 weeks or something. It's just absolutely incredible at the time. Sydney, do you ever get caught up with a character that when you're writing a character out in your novels and they pass away, do you get emotionally caught up? Do you cry when you're writing this?
All the time, John. I was on a plane with my wife, Alexandra, and she walked up to me and said, "Why are you crying?" And I had no idea I was crying. What was happening was I was writing about the death of a character. And, yes, I feel everything that they feel. In a book I did called Rage of Angels.
Classic.
I let a little boy die, and I got hate mail. Mm. One woman wrote from the East and sent me her telephone number and said, "Call me, I can't sleep. Why would you do this?" It got so bad that when I did the miniseries, I let him live. Yes, I if there's any one reason my books are successful in so many countries, I think it's because I feel the reality of those characters. They're very real to me, and therefore I think they're real to my reader.
Mm-hmm. And when you look at it, you've been translated in 51 languages, which is absolutely incredible. Sydney, do you find in your heart it's obvious that people, no matter where they're from, really have the basic characteristics that are all similar?
I do feel that. Otherwise, I don't think these books were translated into so many languages.
Mm, I can believe it. Sydney, going back to when you first moved out to Hollywood, you know, that must have been pretty rough on you. You must have had some rare meals, I would say, the first few weeks you were out there, didn't you?
Yes, it was very rough. I moved into a boarding house where I paid up to $3 a week. We all did, and that included breakfast. Mm. And it was a woman. The woman who ran the place was called Grace Seidel, and she was very nice.
That's great. Well,
one day I woke up hungry, and I didn't have enough to go out and have breakfast. And now breakfast had stopped at the boarding house. And I couldn't work because I was hungry. And I went into the kitchen. And I said, "Gracie, I know the new rule that there's no breakfast. But if you could just give me something this morning, I know I'll have enough money later in the week to pay you back." And she said, "You better go back to your room." And I was very hurt.
Oh.
And I went back to my room and tried to work. I was writing, trying to do some original stories. And I just couldn't. And there was a knock on the door. And Gracie stood there with a tray of bacon and eggs and orange juice and coffee.
Oh.
That's the kind of person she was.
Isn't that? And I'll tell you, that it's a memory you'll never forget, is it, Sydney?
Never.
Sydney, what was your first big break? You're starving for a while. What was the first break you got where you said there's a career here?
I met a young man named Ben Roberts, and he wanted to be a writer. He was my age. We were both about 21. And Ben and I started to collaborate. And we sent out a story, and we knew that we'd be getting offers immediately, but Hollywood didn't know it, so there were no offers. And we did another story, and another one, nothing. And finally, one day, Ben came to me and said, "I just talked to a producer," who was a producer, by the way, at a very low studio called PRC, Producers Releasing Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and he likes it. I told him an idea. "So why don't you go talk to him?" So I talked to this man, Ted Richmond, and he said, "Yeah, why don't you rent it? I'll buy it." And he offered, I think we got $600, which we had to split.
And what year was that about, Sydney?
That's when I was about 21 years old.
Jeez, so $600 back then is an awful lot of money.
No, not an awful lot of money. It wasn't that much.
Back then it wasn't?
No. And, you know, it's $300 because we had a sledded.
And so
it was a sale. And I called. There was an agent who liked me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, because it was he's with a big agency, Leland Hayward. And I called him, and I said, "We just sold our first story." And he said, "To who?" And I said, "To Ted Richard at TRC." And this man, who handled big stars and writers and everything, said, "What's TRC?" He had never heard of it. That's how small it was.
Must have broken your heart.
So I told him, and he said, "Have you made the deal?" And I said, "Well, no, we're asking for another $100." And he said, "Okay." He called me back an hour later and said, "Paramount just bought your story. And then Paramount, of course, was a major studio. And he said, "And they're giving you $1,000.
Wow.
And I said, "That's great, but, you know, I feel bad because I think I've committed it to Ted."
Mm-hmm.
So I called Ted to tell him that he lost the story, and I felt guilty. And because of that, I went on the attack, and I said, I tried to get him all afternoon and couldn't get him. And I got him at home, his home that night, and I said, "Ted, you almost cost us a big deal with Paramount." I went on and on. And, you know, he said, "I'm sorry." And I said, "But you're lucky, because Ben and I have a story that's even better." You asked the title. It was South of Paramount. South of Panama was the title.
Oh, boy.
And I said, "You're in luck, because we have a better story for you." And he said, "Great. Meet me for breakfast tomorrow morning." And I hung up, and I turned to Ben, and I said, "We have to come up with a story." We had nothing.
Oh, jeez.
And we were up all night and wrote another story. And I went there. I read it in the morning. It was the worst thing I'd ever read.
Yeah.
And I went to the restaurant to meet Ted and his producer, and they both read it and said, "This is wonderful." So within 24 hours, Ben and I sold two stories.
Jeez.
And from then on, we kept selling little stories.
You know, some people work hard. And by the way, I think if this is the same Ben Roberts, he went on to create Charlie's Angels. Am I correct?
Yep.
Yes, same man. Okay. And you know, some people have to work so hard for what they do. And then other times, people are gifted. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking with one of those individuals who's got direct gifts straight from God. There's no other way to explain it. His name is Sidney Sheldon. He's had so many hits. He is in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most translated author, with over 300 million copies of his books floating around. When we get back, we're going to talk to him a little bit about some of these great TV hits that he had and the great series. You're listening to Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We'll be back right after this.
This is Professor Stuart Diamond of the Wharton School of Business. You're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Russia's president discusses the possibility of a World War III in his annual TV phone-in show. Vladimir Putin warning that a large-scale global war would lead to the end of the world. Putin delivering the warning during that show when a caller asked him whether economic sanctions could set off a World War III. Putin quoted Albert Einstein saying he doesn't know what weapons will be used in a World War III, but if there is one, he says a World War IV would be fought with sticks and stones. House Republicans are hoping to come up with a compromise today on immigration, hoping to put together a bill that would satisfy conservatives who want to crack down on illegal immigrants, but also moderates who want to protect young people brought to the U.S. illegally as children. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Welcome to a special edition of Legends of Success with John Resnick. A legendary storyteller, novelist, and screenwriter, Sidney Sheldon remains one of the world's top best-selling authors and is the only writer to have won an Oscar, a Tony, and an Edgar. Sidney Sheldon passed away in 2007, shortly before what would have been his 90th birthday. We had the honor to spend some precious time with Sidney Sheldon shortly after he finished his 18th and final novel. The following is a best of legends with the legendary thriller writer, Sidney Sheldon.
Boy, folks, I'll tell you, it does not get any better than that. One of the most successful TV shows in the history of the entertainment business, I Dream of Jeannie, starring Barbara Eden. And today, we have the show's creator, Sidney Sheldon. Sidney, when you listen to that music, it brings back. It's got to give you a warm feeling in your heart. Tell me about the first time you met Barbara Eden and you decided to cast her in that award-winning show.
Well, we were looking for a genie. Mm-hmm. And they sent a lot of women in. And when she walked in, and I started talking to her. She personified what I was looking for. She was beautiful. She was funny. And she just had a great quality, and I hired her.
Well, I will tell you, I heard that first meeting was at the Bel Air Hotel, am I correct?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you, I had a little surprise. Just before we called you today, we contacted Barbara Eden and taped a little segment, and here's exactly what she had to say about you, Sidney.
Sidney is one of the most creative writers I've ever worked with, but he's more than that. You know, he has a quality that's sort of tapped into the universe. He has a forever young, inquisitive mind, and that's what makes all his books so interesting, because they're relevant. People love to read them. They make them feel better, but they relate to them.
Did you hear that, Sidney?
I did.
And let me ask you, if she was sitting right in front of you now, what would you have to say to Barbara Eden?
I wouldn't say anything. I would hug her and kiss her.
Is that right?
Love her.
Do you love her?
She made the show.
Well, I have a surprise for you.
I wish you could hug me and kiss me right now, Sidney.
Darling! You're at the studio?
No, I'm at home.
Oh.
We wanted to surprise you, Sidney. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got Barbara Eden, and I got to tell you, Barbara, growing up as a kid, as much as I love my fiancé, I sure had a crush on you.
Oh.
Hi, Barbara. I'm so pleased.
Hi.
How are you?
Good to hear your voice. I'm very well, thank you. And I just received your book, Are You Afraid of the Dark? And I'm so looking forward to reading it when I'm on tour.
I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, I know I will. I enjoy all
of
them.
It's so good talking to you.
Thank you.
Hey, Barbara.
Great surprise.
Are you surprised with her little visit, Sidney?
I love it.
And Barbara, before you go, I understand that you've got another name by the name of Florence Unger. Is that correct?
Yes.
Tell us what you're doing real quick before you leave. I just want to surprise Sidney and tell us where you're at and what you're doing.
Oh, well, I'll be in Indiana doing The Odd Couple and playing the fussy one. The manic.
and where are some of your upcoming stops?
Well, St. Louis, Indiana, Colorado, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
That's cool.
And then home.
And then home to take a break. Well, I hope this is a nice surprise for both of you. I want to bring you two together.
Good luck with the show, Barbara.
Thank you, Sidney. I love you.
I love you, and I'll see you when you get back.
You betcha.
Okay.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Barbara. folks, that was Barbara Eden, of course, the just a fascinating character. I Dream of Jeannie. You gotta admit, Sidney, everybody had to have a crush on Barbara Eden as Jeannie when we were growing up back then.
Yeah, they did. What a lovely surprise, John.
Well, you know.
Yeah, she's just a wonderful human being and a marvelous actress.
Well, you know, I've heard, and I'm not giving any hype here, I have heard, I don't know Barbara, but I have heard that she is one of the nicest people on earth to work with and never has a cross word about anybody.
The nicest I have ever worked with, and I've worked with a few.
Is that all few?
Yeah, she's just adorable.
Yeah, and that was a pretty successful series. You know, and talking about TV, how did you make the transition out? And even before we get to TV, you made a transition then to get into Broadway plays. And that was even before your novels, correct?
Yeah, I was in the Air Force, and I got my wings as a pilot. And then there was a delay in getting into secondary school where we were going to be taught multi-engines.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me they'd call when the school was ready. They were all jammed up. This is during World War II. So I went to New York, and my agent there said, would you like to do a Broadway play? We have, I don't know if anyone here knows the people, but Jan Kapura and Marta Egroff, his wife, were big stars in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And my agent said, they want to do The Merry Widow. Would you write it? So I said, yeah. And I called Ben, who was nearby in New Jersey in the Army writing training films. And Ben and I wrote a book for The Merry Widow, which was an old classic. And while they were in rehearsal, George Balanchine, the great choreographer who was doing the choreography for the show, said, I have a friend who's doing a show, and I think you'd be right for it. And he took me over to his friend, who was Vincent Friedley, a big producer on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And Friedley liked us and hired us to do a show. And someone over there said, I have a friend who's doing a show. And someone took us over to Richard Calmer, who was married to the newspaper woman, Dorothy Kilgallen. Anyway, I had three shows running on Broadway simultaneously.
Yeah, and that was at age 25, am I correct?
Yeah.
Sidney, what is it like at age 25 to hit such a pinnacle of success and being so young? Did it change you at all? How did it affect your character?
Well, number one, I didn't believe it. It was so incredible to me to be that successful and very grateful. My feeling is no one can take any credit for talent. I think talent is given to us, whether it's in music or writing or painting.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any talent, it's a gift, and I think we have to work at it as hard as we can, and I try to do that. But to have these things happening was overwhelming.
Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, and we're gifted today with a visit from Sidney Sheldon. I'm John Resnick. We'll be back right after this.
For more information, visit John's website at legendsofsuccess.com. This is Legends of Success with John Resnick.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money because it isn't customized to you. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress at a price you can afford. Here's how it works. Go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our 2-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress customized to your specific height, weight, and sleep preferences. And we can customize each side of the mattress. Because studies confirm optimal sleep is best achieved on a mattress custom built just for you. And with prices starting at just $600, there's no reason to look anywhere else. With financing as low as 0% and our 100-night sleep trial, your perfect mattress is only a few clicks away at HelixSleep.com. And during our Memorial Day sale, go to HelixSleep.com/custom and you'll get up to $150 towards your mattress order. That's HelixSleep.com/custom for up to $150 off your mattress order. HelixSleep.com/custom.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house.
Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. If you missed the last segment, folks, I tell you, what a surprise we had for today's guest. Our guest is Sidney Sheldon, and we surprised him with an on-air visit with Barbara Eden, Jeannie from I Dream of Jeannie. I got to tell you, Sidney, going back, I used to live in Los Angeles, and I asked you about your first job when you moved to Hollywood. Well, when I moved out and I was 21, I worked for a place called Wally's Liquor. And that was down on Westwood, and I was a delivery boy for $3.95 an hour. And I remember they said, take this bottle of champagne to Sidney Sheldon's house. And I remember driving up Sunset Boulevard, and I was so excited. And I'll tell you, folks, this is one of them for the movies. You drive up where Sidney Sheldon lives, and I won't give out the address, of course. This house is so amazing. And when he walked in, and I've got to tell you, Sidney, you probably don't remember me. You were so gracious, and at the time, I got to tell you, your wife at that time, her name, I believe, was Georgia, was one of the most elegant women I ever met.
Well, that's a surprise, and I didn't know it. I'm glad that you remember it. Well,
I'm sure you had a lot of delivery boys, but I'll tell you, it's a kind of impression you never forget. That is some beautiful home up there, Sidney. Do you still have all those gorgeous gardens?
Yes, it's still there.
Still there. What's it like, Sidney, when you create an idea? Are these characters based on somebody you've known in life, or are these totally fictional?
Only twice have I based any of my stories or novels on real people. In The Other Side of Midnight, I have a character of a Greek who's powerful, and Aristotle Onassis, some relative called the studio and said they wanted to talk to me.
Uh-oh.
So they came up and I said, "What's the problem?" He said, "The problem is Mr. Onassis has read The Other Side of Midnight and he thinks the character's based on him and there are things he doesn't like about it." And I was indignant, John. I said, "It's a coincidence that the man happens to be Greek, one of the richest men in the world, is a shipping line, goes with movie stars." I mean, it was really Onassis.
That's pretty amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, I'm John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success.
Have a question or comment about the show? You can call John at 1-800-458-5656 or send him an email, john@legendsofsuccess.com.
Hello, this is Dr. David Watson, headmaster at Community School of Naples in Naples, Florida, and you're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's expands its signature 2-for-20 menu, two full-size entrees and a full-size appetizer to share for $20, by adding flame-grilled steak as an extra option to tempt everyone's taste buds. Starting on May 28th and for a limited time only, guests can enjoy a 6-ounce USDA Select Top Sirloin Steak as an entree option, by itself or in a delicious combo like the shrimp and parmesan sirloin. It will satisfy the biggest of appetites. And the best part is that you can share this with a special someone. Submit an image or video of your epic 2-for-20 proposal on Twitter from June 4th to June 10th using hashtag 2for20contest for a chance to win a date night at Applebee's. And if you don't feel like dining in, also for a limited time, enjoy 20% off $20 or more on your next Applebee's Carside To Go order. For more, visit Applebee's.com. Price and participation may vary by location.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Russia's president discusses the possibility of a World War III in his annual TV phone-in show. Vladimir Putin warning that a large-scale global war would lead to the end of the world. Putin delivering the warning during that show when a caller asked him whether economic sanctions could set off a World War III. Putin quoted Albert Einstein saying he doesn't know what weapons will be used in a World War III, but if there is one, he says a World War IV would be fought with sticks and stones. House Republicans are hoping to come up with a compromise today on immigration, hoping to put together a bill that would satisfy conservatives who want to crack down on illegal immigrants, but also moderates who want to protect young people brought to the U.S. illegally as children. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
She served over 20 years in prison for a nonviolent drug offense of which she was convicted in the mid-90s. But now Alice Johnson of Alabama is a free woman, freed from a federal prison yesterday after President Trump commuted her life sentence. She said this morning,
I would tell President Trump, thank you so much that I am going to be that one that is going to make you so proud. And I hope that my life will encourage him to do this for others, too.
Also celebrating Johnson's release, reality TV star Kim Kardashian West, who had been working to get Johnson freed and urged President Trump to commute her sentence during a recent visit to the White House. A federal judge rules against the Trump administration's efforts to withhold law enforcement grants from sanctuary cities. In this case, it was Philadelphia that had argued it was a violation of the law. And yesterday, a federal judge ruled that withholding those grants would cause irreparable damage to local law enforcement. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The United Nations and Myanmar have signed an agreement that's to begin repatriating Rohingya Muslims who fled that country during a government crackdown. We get the latest on this continuing story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Memorandum of Understanding calls for the voluntary, safe, dignified, and sustainable return of some of the Rohingya now living across the border in Bangladeshi refugee camps. The two most crucial conditions for success of the pact are citizenship rights for the Rohingya, who have never been regarded as Myanmar citizens, and an end to the violence. A crackdown by Myanmar police and military authorities was described by the UN and the US as an example of ethnic cleansing. It prompted an increase of refugee crossings into Bangladesh, where the Rohingya live in squalid conditions. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Sports betting's begun in Delaware following a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that clears the way for it. And now, sports betting at New Jersey casinos and racetracks could get final legislative approval today. It's still unknown if the governor, Phil Murphy, will sign the bill right away. Monmouth Park Racetrack says it's ready to take bets as early as tomorrow. That legislation would allow anyone 21 and older to place bets on all professional and college sports unless the college event happens in New Jersey or involves New Jersey schools. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Russia's president discusses the possibility of a World War III in his annual TV phone-in show. Vladimir Putin warning that a large-scale global war would lead to the end of the world. Putin delivering the warning during that show when a caller asked him whether economic sanctions could set off a World War III. Putin quoted Albert Einstein saying he doesn't know what weapons will be used in a World War III, but if there is one, he says a World War IV would be fought with sticks and stones. House Republicans are hoping to come up with a compromise today on immigration, hoping to put together a bill that would satisfy conservatives who want to crack down on illegal immigrants, but also moderates who want to protect young people brought to the U.S. illegally as children. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got on my pillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
She served over 20 years in prison for a nonviolent drug offense of which she was convicted in the mid-90s. But now Alice Johnson of Alabama is a free woman, freed from a federal prison yesterday after President Trump commuted her life sentence. She said this morning,
I would tell President Trump, thank you so much that I am going to be that one that is going to make you so proud. And I hope that my life will encourage him to do this for others, too.
Also celebrating Johnson's release, reality TV star Kim Kardashian West, who had been working to get Johnson freed and urged President Trump to commute her sentence during a recent visit to the White House. A federal judge rules against the Trump administration's efforts to withhold law enforcement grants from sanctuary cities. In this case, it was Philadelphia that had argued it was a violation of the law. And yesterday, a federal judge ruled that withholding those grants would cause irreparable damage to local law enforcement. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The United Nations and Myanmar have signed an agreement that's to begin repatriating Rohingya Muslims who fled that country during a government crackdown. We get the latest on this continuing story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Memorandum of Understanding calls for the voluntary, safe, dignified, and sustainable return of some of the Rohingya now living across the border in Bangladeshi refugee camps. The two most crucial conditions for success of the pact are citizenship rights for the Rohingya, who have never been regarded as Myanmar citizens, and an end to the violence. A crackdown by Myanmar police and military authorities was described by the UN and the US as an example of ethnic cleansing. It prompted an increase of refugee crossings into Bangladesh, where the Rohingya live in squalid conditions. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Sports betting's begun in Delaware following a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that clears the way for it, and now sports betting at New Jersey casinos and racetracks could get final legislative approval today. It's still unknown if the governor, Phil Murphy, will sign the bill right away. Monmouth Park Racetrack says it's ready to take bets as early as tomorrow. That legislation would allow anyone 21 and older to place bets on all professional and college sports unless the college event happens in New Jersey or involves New Jersey schools. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.